up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of New Horizons. Thanks for your company. I'm Vaughan Dennison. If you're blind or vision impaired and have ever been a student, you'll understand the inherent difficulties in studying something which is particularly of a visual nature. What I mean by that in particular are science subjects such as physics, chemistry, biology, and many other things, I'm sure. We're going to hear from two people today who are making inroads into assisting blind and vision impaired people to understand biology and the relationship between viruses and cells. Hello, ladies. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
We don't often have two people on the program at once, but perhaps firstly you could start by telling us who you are. Perhaps we'll start with Erica first.
All right. I'm Dr. Erica Tandori. I'm a legally blind visual artist. I'm the artist in residence on this exhibition.
And Gabby?
So my name's Dr. Gabby Watson and I'm a postdoctoral research fellow at the Monash Biomedicine Discovery Institute, and I am the kind of the program manager of this event.
So the Biomedicine Discovery Institute, that sounds really interesting. What is it?
So it's a research institute based at Monash University, and we have kind of six broad research themes. One of them is infection and immunity, which is where I work, and we are just hoping to pursue excellence in discovery research and to help answer cutting-edge research questions.
And you're mounting an exhibition on immunology. Tell us about that.
Yes, so we are hosting a half-day scientific exhibition that is specifically for people that are blind or have low vision. And so we really just wanted to engage with the low vision community and host an exhibition where they could come along, learn about infection and immunity, and some of the work that we do here in the Monash Biomedicine Discovery Institute.
Infection and immunity, it's an interesting thing. I mean, we all catch colds, and I myself am still recovering from a cold, and there's other infectious diseases, and of course, immunity is almost the other side of that. But how can that be described or put together in such a way that blind or vision impaired people can get more than a basic understanding of it?
Again, it was got us to think outside the box a little bit, but we'll be using models, tactile displays, smells to all try and kind of explain these complex questions in a simple manner to help kind of explain how our bodies deal with infections and how our immune systems work.
Oh, Vaughan, can I jump in there?
Please do.
I really think that this exhibition and this idea really lends itself to any level of visual acuity. When we're making these 3D models and creating sculptures and tactile maps, we can feel and hold viruses and immune cells. It is thrilling to create these things and then to hold them in your hand and go, oh my God, that is a human immune cell, or oh my God, that is a poliovirus or a rotavirus or whatever. It's fascinating, and it's I just think it reaches out to everyone in a really direct way, whether you're a scientist with fabulous vision or you have no vision at all, irrelevant. When you hold these things, feel them, explore them, it's just going to be thrilling to be there. It'll be fabulous.
How did you get started on this?
So the idea came from my supervisor, Professor Jamie Rossjohn, who's the head of the Infection and Immunity Program here at the Biomedicine Discovery Institute. So he just really wanted to bring an event to the blind and low vision community. And so the conversation kind of really took place when he spoke with his administration assistant, who also has low vision. And they were just talking about how wonderful having an idea, like having an event like this would be. And so Jamie's kind of taken it to the next stage and recruited me and we recruited Erica, and here we are.
Yeah, that's all right. And I think, Vaughan, as well, it's an inclusiveness, you know, to all levels of visual acuity, which is really important in the academic sphere. I think going, you know, with no vision, with low vision going through my PhD, I was always, you know, really aware of how that needed to be strengthened, how we really needed to include people with low vision in academic spheres. So I think this is a really important initiative to, you know, open up this research so that everyone can access it. And that's why I say it's the beginning of something, not the end. Mm. Even if, you know, three people attend, it doesn't matter. It's going to snowball from here. I'll make sure it does. No matter what their visual level, it's just so relevant to really be able to access education, knowledge and events like this in the academic sphere.
So we're talking about reverse scale, right? I mean, immune cells and viruses and all forms of infections are microscopic, right? So
yes.
At what sort of scale are we talking about here?
So that's so true. And we, as scientists, we, as Erica likes to put it, we are all blind when we are looking at these things. We use a microscope very often in research to look at these small entities. But what we have done is, based on the research at the Institute, we have made large 3D models that some of them are to scale, others are a bit more abstract, but all to kind of describe these complex things that we use kind of visual techniques to look at them.
Can you imagine holding a virus in your hand, like it's blown up to, you know, a huge scale from what it really is that no one can see, and now you're holding it in your hand?
Yeah, that is pretty staggering, isn't it? And, you know, I sort of was thinking about it the other day, and I was thinking about the virus in my chest and my lungs and thinking, you know, wouldn't it be cool if I could just pull this out and actually have a really good look at it and find out why it's doing to me what it's doing?
Exactly, and how our immune system actually recognises viruses.
Yeah, and why some of them are harder to fight than others. Are these the sort of things that are explored as part of this process?
So we will have a small group activity that is designed around flu and the way our bodies combat flu. And we'll use this using models, as well as, and Erica has made some fabulous models to go with this exhibition.
That brings me to my next point, Erica. How does art, you're the artist in residence, how does art come into this?
Oh, my God, Vaughn, I think that space between art and medicine and art and science is going to explode. It is such a great, art can teach us so much, and it can be such a useful research tool. It can help us explore our research questions in science and medicine, and it can help us understand what we're looking at, how it works, and also a great communication tool. So it doesn't matter what your level of knowledge about science. When you can hold these things and you can grasp these concepts literally in your hand, go, oh, my God, that fits with that immune cell. It fits with that virus, or that virus is I get it now. And you couldn't do that in any other way other than through art. It really is, it's so hands-on, and it's such a direct, powerful medium of communication. I really think the space between that translational research between art and sciences.
In recent times, there have been quite a number of blind people who've been studying science and health sciences and things like that. Do you think that
absolutely?
Do you think that modelling and things like that could really help blind people who are doing university degrees in immunology to achieve their goals?
Totally. There's a scientist, I can't recall his name now, but he's a marine biologist and he's over in California. And because he studies mollusks and he can feel with his fingers the differentiation between one type and another, and he's brilliant at it, he's a genius, and, you know, he's just an eminent, you know, marine biologist, no vision at all. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. I don't have, you know, much vision. I'm legally blind and I'm a painter.
How have you gone about making the models? Are they 3D printed or have you actually made them by hand?
No. See, it's kind of like the human versus the machine, Vaughn. The 3D model, it's punching out those, you know, beautiful, perfectly articulated molds. But I'm making organic stuff. So when you hold my things, they're made of clay and fiber and paper mache, and they're like little creatures. Like, you hold these things and they have, because they've been handmade from organic things, they've kind of got a life of their own, and you go, oh, my God, that is the sweetest little immune cell I've ever seen. It's and ooh, look at that bacteria that it's grabbing. You know, it's yeah. I've had immense fun making these things, and honestly, I could go on making them for a lot longer. They're great to make. It's fantastic to explore the concepts through like a 3D, you know, through a sculptural way. It's been really thrilling for me, and I hope that when people come, they get that excitement as well, that they hold these things and go, oh, that's amazing. They get really tickled by it, I hope so.
We do also have 3D models that yes. were based on research conducted in the Rostow yes. Laboratory. So that's 3D structures that we've identified using a technique called X-ray crystallography, and mm-hmm. we have made 3D models that are based on this research. And we also have some soft toys available. So we're really going to have a balance of textures as well. So we've got some really soft things, we've really some hard things to really kind of get across the differences between certain immune cells and pathogens such as viruses.
But the thing that I think Gabby alludes to as well, Vaughan, is that what really sort of surprised me and delighted me was, you know, immersing myself in what everyone's doing at the BDI and the Infection and Immunity Program. And going to 3D models and then analysing the shape of things, mm-hmm. it's like, am I in the sculpture department? We are creating sculptures to help gain an understanding of how things fit together, how the viruses and the immune system, you know, are combating each other in this ancient arms race. It's
very true.
It's mind-blowing.
Are you aware of this ever having been done elsewhere?
There was an exhibition, sorry, Gabby, I'll just jump in there. There was an exhibition I'm thinking of, which was the NASA and the Hubble telescope. There was a program where they were sort of using, you know, maps of the stars that the Hubble had taken. I think it was the Hubble. And they had made them tactile. So that was an exhibition for blind and low vision communities, but that was over in the States. I don't think this has been done here before, Vaughan.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of, not in Australia.
I think it sounds like an excellent opportunity. I've always been fascinated by all things medical, probably not to the extent of watching all the medical TV shows, but certainly I've always been interested in how viruses work and how they mutate,
yes.
What the body yes. does when it encounters them, you know, what are the results of the body's encounters with the viruses,
yeah.
because all of these things change the body in really interesting ways. How can people come along to this?
Okay, so it's going to be at the Monash University Clayton campus. It is held on the 31st of May, which is a Thursday. So the event officially starts at 9:30 a.m., but registration kicks off at about 8:45 a.m., and it runs to about 1 p.m. We're currently organising a shuttle bus to run from Caulfield, the Monash campus in Caulfield. So we'll also have parking available, but this is the easiest option to get here via public transport.
Do people have to register their interest?
Yes, please. The event is free, but registration is essential just that we can maximise everyone's event. So the registration form can be found on the Monash website.
Is there a phone number people can call?
Yes, they can contact 03-990-29227.
Gabby and Erica, thanks for joining us on the program.
Thanks, Vaughan. Thanks for having us.
If you'd like more information, that telephone number is 03-9902-9227. That's 03-9902-9227. That's it for this week's program. I do hope you've enjoyed it. If you'd like to get in touch with Blind Citizens Australia, then please call 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660, or email bca@bca.org.au. If you'd like to donate to the organisation, you can do so through the website. There are many ways of doing it, and if you can't access the website, then when you ring the office, ask how you may donate. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Do take care. I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams, of our dreams.